What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we are bringing you one of our totally improvised stories. Oh yes, Miss Lynn has found us some questions. I have never heard these questions before. They are from all of you. We're just in the chaos together. And the fun thing about that is you'll get to hear us struggle and flub and make mistakes and support each other, try to say yes to each other's ideas. Mm-hmm. Even when we say no, like try to like build on each other's ideas.
Say no in a yes-y kind of way.
Yeah, that's like the next level. Once you learn yes and, it's like mm-hmm. a no, but it's a no that lives in the world. It, you know, that like makes sense, embraces everything. All right, this is probably sounding confusing to you. So I'm gonna turn it over to Miss Lynn. We're gonna get a question. We're gonna jump into a short story for you and see how it goes.
Well, we have two questions that were called in by listeners. The first one is from Talbot. Let's hear Talbot's question.
Hi, my name is Talbot, and I really like dinosaurs. And what if a polar bear did the Tour de France, which is a biking race? Okay, I love your stories. Bye.
So that's Talbot's question. And then we have another call-in question from Grace.
Hi, my name is Grace. And I like phoenixes. And my what if question is, what if JF Cat went and taught Fairlies how to ride a bike? Thank you. We love your show. Bye.
So, a polar bear is doing the Tour de France, which is a bicycle race. And JF Cat is teaching Fairlies how to ride a bicycle.
Lovely. I like combining two ideas. Mm-hmm. In improv, when you're making up a story, you can start with as simple an idea as you want, but sometimes it's actually really helpful, I find, especially for people new to improv. If you mm-hmm. give them more to work with, it might feel like that's too constraining, but it's actually giving you some fences, right? So that's why the what if question for me is such a good teaching tool mm. when I'm doing storytelling workshops for kids. I'm gonna do my best to work in Talbot's dinosaurs and Grace's phoenixes, also a polar bear on a bike, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and JF Cat teaching Fair Elise how to ride a bike. That's fun, too, mm-hmm. Fairlies, because, like, she's a fairy, so she can fly, presumably.
I don't know why she needs to ride a bike.
But you know what? It's
maybe
like,
that's why she never learned.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, it's like, yeah, we can drive cars, so why would we learn to ride a bike? It's like, you learn to do it for yourself, to learn something, to challenge yourself. So I really like that, reaching out to a friend to try to learn something. I like that dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to do my best as we find out what if a polar bear did the Tour de France and what if JF Cat went and taught Fair Elise how to ride a bike. It was early one morning and Fair Elise was waking up and stretching her weary bones when she saw something circled on the calendar. She saw that on the calendar, on this very day, maybe it's a Monday where you are, maybe it's a flu's day, we don't know. This is What If World after all. But today, on this very date, it read Tour de France. Oh, this is strange. This must be a mistake. I don't remember. I think this has something to do with bicycles. I'm gonna have to call Miss Lynn on this. I'm getting a little bit of anxiety. I'm just pressing the buttons on my wand that correspond to Miss Lynn's phone number.
Hello.
Oh, Miss Lynn, hi! Fairlise here.
Oh, hi, Fairlise. How are you?
Oh, no, I'm lovely. Well rested and ready for the day. Except, do you know why it says Tour de France today?
Yeah, of course I do. It's a big day because it's the Tour de France.
Oh.
I don't know if you know, that's a bicycle race.
Yeah, okay, I knew it had something to do with bicycles. I thought maybe it was bicycle building or sort of like trying to make bicycles float on the water or something like that.
It's the biggest bike race in what is world.
Oh, very good. It's just, why is it on my calendar?
Well, I think maybe you forgot that we talked about that you were going to be the representative of what if world in the Tour de France. They're trying to really broaden the scope of the event and make it really inclusive of, you know, because historically it's been sort of a limited demographic that has participated in the race. So they're really trying to broaden it and...
That was a very loud whistle. Why is there a cat in my room? What do you mean? It's me, JF Cat. I was supposed to train you for the Tour de France, but I forgot. Well, I didn't exactly forget. I just chose to nap instead because you gotta be really well rested before a race or before training someone else for a race. Okay, I actually do think that is a very good point, except maybe you spent a little too much time resting because the race is today. What? Miss Lynn, is that you on the phone?
JF Cat, I have been sending you emails for like the last 3 months.
Oh yes, I
daily.
Love them. When I swipe my paw to the left, they disappear. It's so fun.
Okay, well, what they said, I'll just tell you, is that you have to remember that you're supposed to be training Fairlise for the Tour de France.
All right, that's why those letters kept growing increasingly more capitalized with all those exclamation points and urgent and race tomorrow. Oh, it was so much fun reading those, and you would put little, you know, burst emojis and angry face emojis in them.
So many bicycle emojis, yeah.
Okay, well, listen, it seems like we're gonna need some extra help getting Fairlise ready in time. Do you know how to ride a bike, Miss Lynn?
I do know how to ride a bike.
Okay, great. And with that, he gave a shake, batting Fairlise's wand as if it were a little mouse on a string. Get, stop it! JF Cat, no! Sorry! I'm not usually so good at teleportation magic. That's really more my partner's purview, but here you are, Miss Lynn!
Hi, hold on just a second. I just need to send a quick email to say I'm not going to be able to do that board meeting because I'm in what if world. Hold on. Okay, sorry, Melly, Jody. Okay.
Okay,
well,
I know how to send it. Swipe.
Oh, okay. Okay, first thing that we need is a bicycle.
I thought, you know, I brought the whistle, though. I got this coach's whistle. It took me weeks to find a one that a cat could blow with a cat's mouth, you know? Without having, you know, human sort of lips.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very boutique whistle.
Okay, well,
you know, I think I could transform my wand into a bicycle. Everyone at home, visualize a bicycle. Picture it in your mind. Hold that image and... Ooh.
It's like an old timey bicycle with a great big front wheel and a little tiny back wheel.
Yes, and the colors keep changing because I guess all of you were, I didn't tell you which color to imagine it as.
That was
an oversight on my part. But I do love the tassels.
I mean,
it's got so many tassels. Can't stop swatting.
And it's got a basket right on the front. So, JF Cat, why don't you climb in that basket?
I'm already there.
And, Fairlise, I'm gonna bend down and hold on to this tiny rear wheel.
Okay, alright, and I just climb on,
Yep, I'm holding it steady for you. Just get all the way. You might even be able to fly up there. That might be easier for
Miss Lynn,
you.
I, as a centuries-old fairy, am sometimes embarrassed to admit that I'm not really good at riding bikes. I mean, I've been on one before, but I fell over, mm-hmm. and the bike was much bigger than me because I'm a fairy, and I was sort of squished underneath it for several minutes, and that was the last time I ever got on a bicycle.
Oh, I'm so sorry that happened to you, Fair Elise, and thank you for trusting me with the fact that you feel uncomfortable, and it sounds like you maybe feel a little nervous and anxious about this pursuit.
Mm-hmm.
What I will tell you right now is that I am not going to let that happen to you again. I'm not going to let the bike fall on you. And I'm going to be here with you to help you learn how to ride this bike.
That is incredibly reassuring. You are a true friend, Miss... This whistle's great! Sorry, I was just getting Sprite All Right's attention, because we're going to be late for the race. But don't I get just a couple of minutes to practice us? You're going to practice on the go, because this story's supposed to be short.
All right, hang on. I'll just teleport you all to France.
And just hold on to your hats if you're wearing them. Oh, I got to get a teleporting hat. You don't actually need a hat. It's just sort of an expression. Never mind. Wish I had a teleporting hat.
Well, maybe if you'd read my emails, JF Cat.
Aww.
That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. All right, here we are. There's the start line right up ahead. Oh, look, there's also a polar contingent. Do you see?
Yep. Hey, Fair Elise. I didn't know the fairies were gonna be here.
And Q-Rex is a T-Rex. On a bicycle.
Wow, dinosaurs and polar bears and... a few fellow flyers. Oh, phoenixes, hello, phoenixes.
Oh, it's cold here in France.
Oh, I know, but you're warming things up for the big race, and I appreciate that. I like to see people stepping out of their comfort zones with me. Flyers usually aren't bicyclists, but we want this Tour de France to be the most inclusive. You're warming things up for me, and then we've got the snow game on, cooling things down for the polar bears.
Well, thanks very much.
You might want to not bike right next to me if you want to stay comfortable.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Half of the road was snowing, half of the road was sizzling. Equally uncomfortable for everyone on this exceptionally long bicycle race. All right, Fair Elise, as I understand, as a cat, what you gotta do is you put your forepaws on the pedals, and then you put your rear paws on the handles. That way you get to push them to go this way or that, while you pedal with your feet hands.
But you can't see that way. You can't see forward that way, JFK.
Yes, I also do worry about if I'm over the seat, reaching down for the pedals, that, you know, my wings might get caught in there when I flap them.
I spent 15 seconds on WhoTube looking up cats on bicycles.
That explains a lot. I have an idea, Fair Elise. Since you still have your wand, what if you put some training wheels on your bike?
Ooh.
That'll give you some stability, and then you won't have to worry about falling over.
Oh, very good. Let me try that. Oh, all of that teleporting and changing my wand into a bicycle has sort of diminished my magic. All it left you with was a towel. Have you seen this trick, though? You just sort of put the towel around my waist,
mm-hmm.
right? And then you hold the two ends together
okay.
from a distance. So you're sort of holding me up
mm-hmm.
as I pedal the wheels.
Uh-huh.
And you just have to run alongside me
uh-huh.
until I feel comfortable enough.
Uh-huh.
So I hope you're ready to run for a few miles because I'm feeling very uncomfortable.
All right. I was going to volunteer JF Cat for this job.
I'm on it!
You have to actually do it this time, JF Cat.
I will hold on with one paw and bat the tassels hanging on the bike with my other paw, and that will keep me running while she stays biking.
How do you feel about that, Fairlise? Do you feel secure and safe?
Normally I would say no, but since this is a fairy-sized bicycle, mm-hmm. and JF Cat is actually much bigger than me and the bicycle, I think I'm going to be okay. And that way you won't have to bend down so low to run with me.
That looks pretty weird, but good luck, Fairlise.
Hey, we're all just riding bicycles in our own way, letting people do things the way they can do them with their bodies. That's really important.
I think your bike is fire.
And with one more blow of JF Cat's whistle.
Yeah, I'm calling the race too. I don't know how I got all these jobs, despite the fact that I never answered an email.
That's exactly why, JF Cat.
And the racers were off. Miss Lynn was jogging aside Fairlise, offering her support as she went.
You're doing great, Fairlise. You're doing great, and I'm not gonna let anything bad happen to you. I'm right here with you, watching what you're doing.
As a polar bear veered a little bit too close on its slick sliding ice wheels.
Oh boy.
Miss Lynn and JF Cat helped Fairlise dodge out of the way. Oh goodness, oh gracious. And she started flapping her wings as she pedaled faster and faster. JF Cat, I think I've got this. You're not gonna let go, right?
Oh, just don't tell her I already let go.
You're doing great, Fairlise. You're doing great.
But my voice is only sounding far away because I'm doing that thing where I make my voice sound far away.
Go, Fairlise, go!
And off she flew. Quite literally, the wheels lifted just a little bit off the ground. She is a fairy after all, and she was riding on the very power of imagination itself as all of you pictured her finishing this race. She didn't come in first, she didn't even come in second, but she did finish.
Oh, Lynn, here you are at the finish line.
Here's a tiny banana. You did so great, Fairlise.
Oh, very good.
I'm so proud of you.
It's mostly a blur. Riding a bike for an extended period of time is... I think I probably should have done a little more cardio.
Well, and maybe we should have prepped you with some, you know, calories along the way. You must be real hungry.
I am. They were passing out bananas and electrolyte drinks and sometimes I would veer over to the polar bear side and just get covered in snow, and that was really refreshing.
That's pretty nice. And since we're in France, they put the electrolyte drink in these fancy goblets. Cheers.
Don't think I didn't keep a keepsake in my little basket. Hey, that's my basket! And everyone learned their lesson about how we don't need email in this world.
That's not the lesson.
The end!
Man, I'm sending them urgent next time. Return receipt.
Oh, Lynn, I don't know if you've ever felt the email frustration. Maybe some of our listeners are too young to know it. It can be such a useful tool sometimes.
I send a lot of emails. I respond to a lot of the emails that people send their questions in.
That's true. Yes, we like responding to your emails. We love getting your questions, your what-if questions, at hello@whatifworldpodcast.com. Get your grown-up's permission and email us anytime, either with a written question. Some kids will just wait a month and then send us a whole list mm-hmm. of their written questions. Mm-hmm. And others like a chance to be heard on the show, so you can record it on a tablet or smart device and then send that audio file to us at hello@whatifworldpodcast. And also, you can send ideas for different improv challenges, too, where these short stories are becoming more of a thing. And I really like that, because this is how this show started, was with truly, completely unplanned, off-the-cuff stories. Miss Karen would hand me a question, or my friend's kid would call in the only what-if question that I had in the whole universe, and I would just have to make that into a story. So I love getting back to those vibes. I hope you kids learned a little bit something about saying yes to each other's ideas. It's a lesson that you have to practice until it becomes second nature.
Mm.
Do you find, Lynn, that all of this improv you've been doing, has it affected you ever, like, in casual conversation?
I would say the main thing that I have learned that's carried into my real life is to just not overthink everything that you're going to say. And, you know, I mean, a lot of improv, and you've said this in other stories that we did, is sometimes your mouth is just going to come out with things under pressure that your brain did not think through first. And that's okay. Sometimes that's a great little side quest to go on. So
yeah.
So that's my biggest takeaway, is just sort of trust that whatever comes out, something good can be made of it.
Yes. Trust that journey and get out of your own way, right? We are mm-hmm. sometimes so afraid of saying the wrong thing that we fail to say anything at all. And that's really the only wrong thing you can say is by shutting down the scene with your silence, or with shutting down ideas, shutting down other people's ideas, or even your own ideas through silence, right? So thank you, Lynn, for doing this with me. Kids, send in your what-if questions and your ideas for other improv challenges that Miss Lynn and I might do.
And unlike JF Cat, we read all of your emails.
We do. We really do. We read them, and eventually, sometimes it takes us a while because sometimes we get a lot of emails, but we do get back to you when you message. We get back to the family. So if you send 16 emails to us, we might send you back one thanking you for the 16, just to set expectations a little. And we love those kids who send us all those ideas. And all you families who share your imagination with us. And until we meet again,
keep
wandering.
JFK.
Can't answer an email, but we'll just jump on the bandwagon.
You're still on my list, JFK.
You're listening to ICANN. Oregon Coast Aquarium is a journey from seafloor to shore, and we're offering a wave of new experiences. This summer, you can hone your climbing skills in their new nature play area. Then head over to their outdoor amphitheater to meet a cast of animal ambassadors, or view their headwaters feature to follow a raindrop's voyage from the mountains to the sea. You can plan your next adventure at aquarium.org.